Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Kerisus is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Kerisus Taf Yud Beis. The Gemara at the end of the Omer the Yud Aleph from Yud Beis in the new Perek Omer Le'achal Tochelev, we're mid of discussing the Dine Chiyuv Korban through different Eidim, the Din of the Eidus of the Eid Echod and the Eidus of two Eidim. And this is Machlikas from Miran Rabbonon, and the Gemara brings down a Breisa at the end of Yudale from its base, that there's a din toner Rabbonon, or Yehoida Eilov Chatosoi, Veloishi Yudu Achirim. If someone else is the one who tells him that he's Chai Vekorban, he's Potter, says Rashi, he has to bring Mashmami Atzmo, Yehoida Eilov, means that he himself has Yedir, not through anyone else. So Mamela, this is a Mio telling us that Veloishi Yudu Achirim, only in the case where he knows himself, he made that he did that Averi, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. Says the Gembreisa Yochri Lafila in Makhishon, Tamiloima, Oyhuda Elom Nikol Mokoim, and we're talking about a case, says the Gemorba Mayaskinon, Ilima Betrain, Trimachisha Kroboi, Elola Bechad, must be discussing even Ayid Echod, and the Chidush is Ayid Echod Lemais is enough to be Mechaivim Mikolben, Oyhuda Elom Nikol Mokoim. Now, in this halacha, which we find over here in the Sugya, that Ayid Echod alone is enough to be Mechaivim Mikolben, there's a very big machlikus Vishonim, Shittas HaTosfos over here, against all other Yishonim in Yevomus, in the big 8th Perek, in Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, Pei Ches Amud Aleph. Shittas HaTosfos, by us in the Sugya many times, Tosfos tells us, in Ikin, in the Ramaschel, the first Tosfos, the Ramaschel Omriloi, that the klal is that Eid Echod, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yokum Eid Echod Be'ish, L'chol Ovin, L'chol Chatos. And we learn out that the Din is that Eid Echod is not Neemon for anything in the Torah, he's only Neemon for a Shvur. Ein Eid Echod Kom, says Tosfos, Rakli Shvur. So over here we have a new din. To say that Eid Echod is Neemon to go and be Mechayev a Korban, says Tosfos, this can't be the halacha, that there's a Neemonus of Eid Echod. We definitely need to have a Neemonus of two Eidim. Memela, says Tosfos, over here in the Sugya, we're discussing a case where the Baldova, the person who the Eid is being made against, this person himself was Shoisek, he kept quiet. During the Eidus of the Eid Echod said, Ochal Tochelev comes over to him and tells him, Ochal Tochelev, and he kept quiet and he didn't say anything. And therefore we have the klal of Shtika Koridor, the fact that he was quiet. This is alone enough to say that Shtika Koridor agrees to the Divrei Eid Echod, that he bemes Ochal Tochelev, that he ate Chelev, and therefore, over here, the koyach of the Eid Echod is enough to go on the Mechayivim Korban. Well, says Tosfos, in a case where he's makhish the Eid and he tells the Eid it's not true, lo yochalti, so too in a case where even, says Tosfos, where he says, in yodea, so he says clearly that he doesn't have any shtika koidor, he doesn't agree to the Eid, there's no nemonus for Eid Echod, because as we said, the nemonus of Eid Echod is lo yokum Eid Echod ba'ish, only he's got koyach to be mechai v'shvur, but nothing else does he have a koyach of nemonus. And Mamela says Tosfos, this din is only betziruf the shtika koridor of the baldova of the person himself. This is the reason why the Eid Echod over here is neemon to go be mechayev a korban. Mamela says Tosfos, even though the Mishnah tells us a case of a idoy ma'ochal, and he says lo yochalti, and in this case says as the Mishnah idoy ma'ochal roim lo yochalti potter, but he says lavdafke. Because we don't need the fact that the person is makhish and he contradicts the Eid totally and he says lo yochalti, even in a case where he says in yodea, this is also enough to say that the person is not going to be chayv a korban, because we're missing over here the hoidor, the agreement which we take out from the fact that he is shoisek if he keeps quiet. We don't have the shtika koidor, even in a case of in yodea, he's also going to be potter. Now, the Bemis, the Pashtus of the Gemara, in the Gemara which we said in Yevomis, in Peizayin Amud Beis, Peiches Amud Aleph, the Gemara over there discusses the halacha of Eid Echod Neemon B'Yisurin, and we know everywhere in Yisurin, the klal is that Eid Echod is Neemon, to go be made on something that is kosher, a sheikhet can go and say that the bosser which he shechted, the korban, the behema that he shechted is a kosher, it was a kosher shechita. This is the halacha of Eid Echod Neemon B'Yisurin, and the Gemara over there discusses if we have raya's from places where the Eid Echod, we find that Eid Echod is Neemon B'Yisurin, and says over there the Gemara, that the fact that the Eid Echod will be Neemon, if someone telling someone, Achal Tochelev, that he has to bring a korban, this won't be any raya for the din of Eidecho Neimon Beisurin, because the reason why he's Neimon is because Shtika Koridor, is because since the Baldova, the person he's made against, is being Shoisek, therefore he's bringing a korban because of the klal of Shtika Koridor, not because of the din of Eidecho Neimon Beisurin. Memela, the pashtus of the Gemara is that this halacha, which is actually the din of our Mishnah, that the Eidechod sometimes can be Mechayev a Korban, is only because of the din of Shtika Koridor, like the pashtus of the Gemara, with any vomis. This is Shittas HaToisvus, and Memela says Toisvus, we have to have a Shtika, and it is not enough, even in a case where he says any Yodea. But the Ramban, over there in Kedushin, over there in Yivomis, so more so in Kedushin, Samechei Amid Beis, the Rashba Ritva in Kedushin also in Samechei Amid Beis, they say that the halacha over here in the Breisa, or Yehuda Ilo Mikol Mokoim, which the Gemara tells us is referring to Eidechod, is be'emes a new chidush hatira, that the Eidechod has a koyach nemonus to be mechayev a korban. Not like Tosfos says that the nemonus is only for a shvur by momenus. This is not so, says the Rishonim, because we have a new pasuk of Yehuda Ilo Mikol Mokoim to tell us that the Nemon, the Eid, has a Nemonus for Achilas Chilev, and we do not need to have the Koyach of the Shtika of the Baldova because of the din of Shtika Koridor, even in a case where the Baldova says any idea, and we do not have any Shtika, the Eid Echod is Nemon because of this Halacha, or Yehuda Ilo Mikol Mokoim, a new Chidush that there's a Nemonus for the Eid Echod in a case Al Korponim where the Baldova is not Makhish, he doesn't totally disagree and contradict the Eid, and this is Meduyek in the Lashon of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, only because he says, lo yochalti, therefore he doesn't have to bring a korban, because if he'll say in your idea, he'll be chayev a korban, a new chidush of exes hakosu, v'hoide ilo mikol mokim. Adds on the Ramban, that what we find over there in the Gemara of Omos, that the Gemara over there says, the reason why he has to bring a korban is because of shtika koridor. The Gemara doesn't mean to say, lemaisa, the reason the maskona is because of the klal of shtika koridor. The Gemara over there just means to say that we cannot bring a raya from the din of our Mishnah, of a chalto chile that has to bring a korban, to say that Eidechod Nemon Beisurin is because it could be that the Mishnah we can say is talking about a case of Shtika Koridor. But of course, the maskana of the Gemara over there, Yivomis, where we know already the din of Eidechod Nemon Beisurin, then the halacha is going to be that our Mishnah is not dafka the din of Shtika Koridor. This is because he has an emonus of Eidechod, and not just in Isurin, but even over here to be Mechai Vekorbin also, because of this Gemara, which the Gemara teaches us a new pasuk of Yehuda Eilom Mikol Mokoim. This is how the Ramban over there explains the Gemara in Yevoma, it's not like Shittas HaToisus. Memela, we have a big machlokes over here. Is the Nemonus of Eidechod alone enough, or do we need this Betziru for the Shtika Koridor? Now, it's very important to point out that even though we said Shittas HaToisus by us, and over there, in Yevomis Peiches, so too Tosfos is Marich, like this in Kedushin, Samech Vav Amid Aleph, that Tosfos holds that the din of the monus of the Eidechot for a Korban is only with the Shtika Koridor, but Tosfos in Yevomis Peiches Amid Aleph points out that we cannot be talking about a case where the Eidechot comes along and tells someone, Ochal Tochelev, and the person is totally Shoisek, he agrees, and he doesn't say anything back, that we have the klal of Shtika Koridor, because if this is the din, we will not need any chidush of the pasuk of Yehida Ilav Mikol Mokoim, and we will not need any din of Nemonus of Eid Echod. We can disregard the Eid was just the reason why the person was Shesek, but now the reason why it's Chayiv Korban is because the person has a Shtika Koridor, and it seems in all sugi over here that there is a koyach of a Nemonus to the Eid Echod because of the divrei of the Eidus of the Eid Echod. Mamela says Tosfos, we're here, we're discussing a case where the person actually wasn't Shoisek or Moide Legamri Ledivri or Eid. He's Shoisek in a way that it seems to us from his reaction that it could be true what the Eid is saying. He's not Makrish the Eid, he doesn't disagree, he doesn't contradict him. So too, he doesn't say any idea that he's got no idea if he ate Chelev or not. He's just near Eloi, says Tosfos, a middle dagger that he's Shoisek in a way that it seems to us that there could be truth to what the Eid is saying, and this is enough to make a reglayim ledovo leamitus divrei ha'Eid, to the truth of the Eid, that it could be, it sounds that it's probably true what the Eid is saying, and Mamela says Tosfos, since it's not a total shtika koridor, therefore we need the nemonus of the Eid Echo to work in order to go be mechayiv im a korban, and this is working betzir of the reglayim ledovo, which is coming out through this middle darga of a shtika of the Baldova. This is how Tosfos explains the Gemara of here by us and the Nemanos of the Yedechot working together with the klal of shtika koridor in a case where he's ba'ifin shashoisik v'nireh amitus tivrei or aid. It seems the truth of the aid is noticeable that mestomer to reglaim the dovo that he's actually being made and it's true that he ate chalev. Tosfos in Kedushin in Samachem at base adds on that since the whole din over here, the monos of the Yedechot is only in a case where we have shtika koridor, then this is also only in a case where the Yedechot tells him, ochalto chelev, and you should know about this achilas chelev. He tells him when exactly he ate, and he reminds him, and the fact that the baldovo was not makrish and doesn't contradict him, and he keeps quiet in a way that it seems that it's true, this is alone enough for shtika koridor. But in a case where the Yedechot comes along and tells him, ochalto chelev, and it seems like it will be no way for the Baldova to know about it, and the fact that he's being shoysek won't be enough for shtika koridor, because the reason why he's being shoysek could be just like any idea. He doesn't know. He doesn't know anything what the aid is talking about. In this case, as Tosfos, this won't be enough for the shtika koridor. It has to be that the Yedechot actually tells him, ochalto chilev, ohoyo lecho leida, you should really know about this achilas chilev, and he reminds him on which achile he's talking about. And afa pikein, even so, the Baldovo keeps quiet. This seems that he's actually been moida, that achila could have been achilas chilev, like the nemonus of the divrei oed. So this is all the shita of Tosfos, as we said, that the nemonus of the Yedechot is working together with the fact that the Baldovo is actually keeping quiet in a middle dagger, in a known enough, and this is helping for the nemonus of the Yedechot, but without that, then the Yedechot is not nemon, not like the shita of the Ramban, the Rashbon and Ritzvah. In the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh and Semekuv Chav Zayin, we pass in La Aloche, like shita of Tosfos, that the din of the Yedechot is only in a case where the Baldova is shoysek, only in a case where he keeps quiet, then he's nemon, and so too, only in a case where he tells him, hoyo lecho leida, then you have a nemonus of the Yedechot against the Baldova, because they have the shtika koridor. The shach over there is very marich, in Yerideh and Semekuv Chav Zayin, in Tzivkot and Tezayin, and the shach brings down all the Rishonim who disagree with Tosfos, and the Shach points out that the Rambam also is mashma, that the Yedechot is nemon, even in a case where the Baldovo says, in Yodea, he's not being shoysek, the Yedechot still has a koyach of nemonus, like we learn from this pasuk, Yehida Elam Mikol Mokoim, and therefore he asks, why do we paskin la'aloche like Tosfos, which seems to be a deir yechidah, neged all the other Rishonim, which seems to be the pashtas of Yerivi Rishonim, seem to take on, not like Tosfos, and there is an emonus of a Yedechot, even in a case where you have any idea without any tziruf, and no help at all from the Baldova, who's being shoysek, and even in a case of any idea, the Yedechot is nemon. So this is a big machlikus Rishonim, over here in the sugya, bechlalon nemonus of a Yedechot. Now Tosfos, as we said in the first Tosfos in Yudale from Ambeis, Devar Maschil Omriloi adds on an extra chidush and says Tosfos that even in the case of the Mishnah where we have a Eid Echod Oima Ochal the Eid Echod Oima Loi Ochal, that the Chayev Oshom Tolui, over there the Mishnah says that your case of Eid Echod Ba'akhosha, the two Eidim are disagreeing with each other and we have a Chiyuv of Oshom Tolui. Over there, says Tosfos, we must be talking about a case where the person, the Baldova, is being shoysek, he's keeping quiet, and therefore we have a shtika koridor enough to bring Oshom Tolui. Says the Maim Kedoshim, so to the Lechem Mishnah, on the Rambam Ishkoges Pekches Aloche Gimel, that over here, it seems that Tosfos takes on that this klal, that the Yedechot is not nemon to bring a korban, is not just by a korban chatos, which over there we have a mute. We have a miut in the Breisa of a loyshe yidu achirim, which is referring to komechatos, that the Yedechot cannot be made to go and help him in the case where he's being makrish. The loyshe yidu achirim, Yedechot doesn't have a koyach to be mechayiv in a korbin. It seems in Tosfos, like Tosfos Be'emes finishes off, like we said, that the Yedechot doesn't have any koyach at all to be mechayiv any korbin, and even a korbin of Oshom Tolui, which is coming over here in the case of Eidechot back Choshe, also the Eidechot will not have any koyach to be mechayiv in this korban in a case where there's no shtika koridor. This din of the Eidechot is that the Eidechot is not nemon at all, even in the case of Oshom Tolui, and it's not just a mute for the chriva of the korban chatos. This is how the Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam in Shkoges in Perichet Halacha Gimel is medayek from our Tosfos, the Maim Kedoshim also, that this din applies the koyach of Tosfos, which Tosfos says that the Yedechot always needs the help of the shtika koridor. This is not just by a korban chatos, this is also true by a korban of Oshom Tolui. The Shah Melech is married in Shkoges in Pei Gimel Alocha Beis, and he learns in the Shita of the Rambam that the Rambam could be his Be'emes Mechalek, and he differentiates between the Korban Chatos and the Korban of Adal Shem Tolui, and he holds that the Korban Adal Shem Tolui, there's no Alocha of the Shtika, but it could be by Chatos, says the Shah Melech. It could be the Rambam also will agree to Tosfos, not like we said earlier from the Shach, that there's a difference, according to the Shah Melech, in the Shita of the Rambam between the Korban Chatos and the Korban Oshem Tolui. But upon him in Tosfos, you see that the Yidechot does not have any Kriach at all, even for the Oshem Tolui. Tosfos says that in the case of the Oshem Tolui or the Yidechot Bakosha, we have to be talking about a case where the Bimeid, the Edim are coming actually Bebasachas, because if they're coming Bezeh Chazeh, that we have the klal of kol mokim she'emino tira yidecho dariyu kishnaim. This is be'emes a very yisoyta siga toisvus in this nekuda of the sugya of kol mokim she'emino tira, which is be'emes a sugya in Yevomis kuf yedzayin omet beis, and we'll be more marich on this point in toisvus in part 2 over here in the shia increases daf yud beis. Arichas over here, the achrinim take out on this yisoyt of kol mokim she'emino tira yidecho, that toisvus over here uses it even in the parasha of Yisurin, and not just in the klal of Dovah Shebe'ove. Now moving further on into the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis, into the main machlokes over here in the Mishnah between Yermeya and Rabbanon. The Mishnah says, Shnayim oimim ochal, v'hu oim aloy ochalti, Yermeya mechayiv bekorban. Yermeya holds that because he can't contradict the two Edim, he's chayiv bekorban. Omar Yermeya says, Akal v'chayma, imi v'hu shnayim idei misa chamuro. If two people are unlearned enough to go mechayiv in misa, lo yuviu lidei korban akal, of course they can be mechayiv in korban. And the Rabbanon answer back in the Mishnah, Omri lo imayim yitza, lo imayim yitza do yisi potter. Memela, he's not going to be enough to be mechayiv a korban in a case where he contradicts the two Edim. The Gemara, at the beginning of Yud Beis Amad Aleph, says we have a Shaila. What is actually the reason of the Rabbanon that they disagree with their mayor? Is the Pshat that by a korban we have the klal of Adam Nemon al Atzmu Yoisa Memeo Edim? Or is it because of the migui of Metartzin on Diburi, like we'll see in the Sugya, that only because of the Kriach of a migu, therefore he can say, Mayim Yitzalim Amezid Oyisi, then he has a Kriach Neged the Edim, and the Nafkamina will be in cases where we cannot be Metaritz Diburi, and we cannot say that what he meant to say is, Lechalti Shege Galomezid, then his Bem is going to be Chayiv a Korban, even though he disagrees with the Edim, because they agree to Yermeya that without a migu, the Edim have a Kriach to be Mechayiv a Korban. This is a Shaila, the Suffolk of the Gemara, and this is a whole discussion over here in the Gemara Yud Beis Amad Aleph, until we come to the Braisa, the end of the top of Yud Beis Amad Beis, the Machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Chachomim. In this din, Reb Yehuda is the one who says the reason is because Adam Nemon al Atzmo Yosem Imeo Edim, and the Chachomim in the Braisa at the end of the Omed disagree, and they say the reason is because they need a Migui or Matartzin on Dibure, and the difference is in the case where you cannot go and be Mefarish that he means to say, Lo echalti shoge galamezid, like we'll see later on in the whole Sugis HaGemara. Now the Rash Mishant in the Torah's Kranim, in Vayikra, in Chayva, Dibur, the Chayva, in Perik Zayin, Aloch Edaled, says the Rash Mishant, that Be'emes, it's very interesting, over here in the Lashon of the Mishnah, we see Mefurish, the reason of the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon say clearly, the reason why they disagree with their Meir is because Ma'im Yitzalo Imam Mezid, Yisiv, Yipata. So why is the Gemara over here clear? Shaila neged the Mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Rabbanon explained himself very clearly that the reason is because he could say a migui, that he could say that he means to say l'chalti shegig elo meizid. Says the Rash Mishant, and Bem Zerosh over here, also in the Shittim Kubetzes, in Ashmotas, so Mem Gimel, says the same thing. He says, enechenami, the Lashon of the Mishnah would seem that the reason of the Rabbanon is because of the Kriach of a migui, but Lemaise, in the Lashon of the Braise, it seems faked that the reason of the Rabbanon is because Adam Nemon al Atzmo Yoisa Mimeo Ish. Therefore, the Gemara over here has got suffix. What is the real reason of the Rabbanon? Is the main reason, like they say in the Mishnah? Or is it like the reason of the Rabbanon in the Braisa, which is the main reason of the Rabbanon? And the Nafkimina will be, like we said, in the case where we cannot have a Migu, because he cannot say, Lo echalti shoge galomezit. Tosfos in Bom Metzia, in Gimel Amud Beis of Amaschil Maas, has a bit of a different pshat. Says Tosfos over here in the Mishnah, we can say that the Rabbanon are just saying, Lidvor of the Remeir. They're saying that even according to you, Remeo, who disagree with us, and Remeo holds that there's no klal of Adam Nemon al Atzmo Yosem Imeo Ish, and by Edim, the Edim have a more of a koyach to be Mechayiv in a korban like Remeo's Kavuchayma, on that say, Rabbanon, that even if you're true, but the Lemaisa over here, there should still be potter from a korban, because of this migu that he could say lo'echal tishegig elo meizid. So this is the Mishnah, Lidvar of Deremeah, the Shittim Kubetzes over here, also in Eis Yud Aleph, in Ashmotes, learns like this, that the Mishnah is only Lidvar of Deremeah, and there's Arichas in the Rashba, in Tshuva, in Chilik Dalas, in Kuvtes, he has Arichas over here, the different ways of learning the Mishnah and the Be'eitze, according to the Sophic of our Gemara. But Al Kaponim, we have this din, that the Halacha is, according to Deremeah, two people come along and tell him that he achal tochelev, he has to bring a korban. He disagrees, he contradicts Eidim, and he says, Lo yochalti, says Remeir, he's chayiv to bring a korban. Now asks Tosfos, at the end of the Divar Maschil Elo, says Tosfos, we have a klal, in the Gemara in Bob and Kamer, Daf Memo Med Aleph, that chayivei chatois, eim memashkin in oisoi. Even though there's a din, normally that Bezdin will force a person to go and bring a korban, but a chayiv chatos, someone who's chayiv chatos, Bezdin are not going to force him to bring the korban im mashkin in oisai. We don't force him, we don't take any mashkin, and we let him himself, he doesn't want to bring a korban, and he doesn't bring a korban. There's no forcing him to go and bring a korban. Mamela asks Tosfos by us, and Tosfos also Nivomus in Pezainim at base. They ask that what is the nafgemina of the shit of Remeah that Remeah holds that this person is chayiv to bring a korban? L'chir, anyway, this person, since he holds his potter, he holds himself that he never ate chilev. So he's not going to bring the korban. So what is the difference that Remeah holds that he's chayiv? If anyway we're not going to force him to bring because we have the klal of chayiv chatois him a mashkin in oisoi, what is the nafgemina that this person now is chayiv a korban because of the kriach of the edim? If there's no way to enforce this din and we're not going to anyway go and be mechayiv him to bring this korban and he himself is definitely not going to bring it on his own free will because he holds lo yochalti, he holds he's not chayiv a korban at all. Memela says Tosfos, what is the negea the din of Remeah? Answers Tosfos that this halacha which we have, that chayvi chatois him a mashkinin, is only talking about a case where a person says that he doesn't want to bring a korban chatos because he has no interest in the kapora of the korban. He's not interested in having the kapora of the korban. And in that case, we have the din of chayvi chatois him a mashkinin. We do not force, and therefore we wait until he himself realizes that it's kedai for him to bring the korban and have the kapora. Masha'inkin over here, in the Mishnah, this person is not saying that he's not interested in the kapora. He's saying that he doesn't need the kapora because he didn't do any avera at all. Mamela says Tosfos, in this case, since he's not saying that he doesn't want the kapora, he's just claiming that he wasn't even any avera, that we have a halacha of chayiv chatois memashkinin, because in order to force him to bring the korban, this is the way the Mishnah Melech, in Maisa HaKorbonis, Peik Yud Dalet, Halacha Yud Zayin, he explains, Tosfos by us, Tosfos in Nivomus, this is the Yesod of Tosfos, that we have the case of chayiv chatois memashkinin. Now the Nidhi B'Yudah over here, on the side of the Gemara in Agoyes Marilando, he points out, that Be'emes we can have another teres to Tosfos Kasher. Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Davova Medalef, Tosfos over there, in Rosh Hashanah, Divar Maschil Yakriv, explains that the din of Chayiv Chatois in Mamashkinin is only up till the time when the person is not yet being over the Issa of Baal Ta'achet. We have a din that if a person is Chayiv a Korban, after a certain time, there's different Machlokes over there in Rosh Hashanah, but after a certain time, then there's a Chiyuv and there's an Issa, a very of Baal Ta'achet, his bimaache is korbanos, his uvalav of Baal Ta'achi. Says Tosfos, that once we already came to the time of Baal Ta'achi, then we're going to be mechayvin to bring the korban, because he's been over this avery of Baal Ta'achi korbanos of, therefore, he's mechuyu to bring the korban, and chayvi chatois also, we're going to force him to bring the korban. Mamela says in Eid Biyuda, Be'emes, this will be also an easy way to learn Pshat in the Mishnah, that it is negea in the case where the person has not yet brought his korban because he holds lo yochalti, and we're going to force him to bring so if he's already come to the time of the Baal Ta'achi. Now, on the Ikad Din of Yov, Shitta of Remeah, Rebbe Cholom Wasserman in Kovet Tzahoris, in Simen Samach Gimel and Yisud Gimel, he points out a meridigan akuda, that over here we see a chidush, bichlal in the chiva of the korban chatos, in the chidush, in the Shitta of Remeah. Says the Kovet Tzahoris, that as we know, the pashtus is that in order to bring a korban, and the korban should be kosher, besides the fact we need l'ritzoinu, we need him to bring the korban from his own rotzoin, but we need him also to do tshuva. This is the pashtus of Gemara earlier in Dav Zayin, even though we said that the Gevurah Sari over there in Dav Zayin, the Gevurah Sari is in Yuma and Dav Pehei Yom Beis, we discussed this earlier in Dav Zayin, the Gevurah Sari has a chidush, the achayvi chatos, which come ala shegig, the korban is brought ala shegig, then be'emes, there's no chivas tshuva, but the Gevurah Sari himself holds that pashtus, the Gemara in Dav Zayin, the Gemara in the end of the first Perek of Shavuos, Rashi's Shitta and Tosfos in a few places, they all hold that a korban chatos, in order that the korban should be a kosher korban, we have to have tshuva of the person, and im lo yishav, if the person didn't do any tshuva, then actually the korban is not going to be kosher. This will be included in Zevach Hashoyim Toyeva, like the Gemara says in Chulin Davav Midbeis, and other reasons, like we mentioned earlier in Dav Zayin Amad Aleph. Mamela says a korban tzahara, it's l'chir over here, this person, even if he's going to be bringing his korban, because he's going to rely on the Edim, that the Edim told him, Ochal tocheleb, he knows the truth, and he holds Abemes lo yochalti. Mamela, this person himself is not actually going to be doing any tshuva, because he holds, he didn't do any Averia at all, to do tshuva on. And after Pikein, even so, we still see over here, that this person is bringing a korban, and the korban is going to be kosher. L'chaira, it's missing the tshuva of the person, since he holds that he doesn't have any Averia, he's not going to be doing any tshuva, how is this korban going to be kosher? Says Rebbe Chonon that you see over here in the Shita of Remeir that the din that a korban chatos needs to have tshuva is not the pshat that without the tshuva it's missing integral part of the avor of the korban because the korban is coming without tshuva. But the din is that if a person does not do tshuva, then the fact that he's still a rosha and he's not being shoved, this is bima'akiv, the kashus of the korban. Mamela over here where we have a person who the reason why he's not doing tshuva is because he held he never over the Averia mitchilo, he never was ochal chelev. Therefore, even though the meiser you have over here a korban chatos without tshuva, it doesn't matter because as long as the reason why he's not doing tshuva is not because he's still a rosha and he's not being shov. He's not called a rosha because he says that lo yochalti, so the reason why he's not doing tshuva is because he held there's nothing to do tshuva on. Oh, and over here there's no din be'etzem in the korban, in the avor of a korban chatos, that we need to have a korban with tshuva, only if someone has the avir and he knows he has the avir and he still doesn't do tshuva, that is what being ma'akev, the avor and the kashus of the korban, and over here this does not apply since the person holds that he didn't do any avir at all, like he says in the Mishnah, of shnayim mimochav, lo me lo yochalti, therefore even according to me it's chayv a korban, the korban is going to be kosher, and it's not bichlal, zevach rishoyim toyeva. Now moving further on into the Gemara, the Gemara discusses various hechatimtzes, that we have cases where the person l'chatchila sounded like he's been makrish the aid, he's been makrish the aidim, he's contradicting them, and the Gemara says we have cases where metartzin on dibure, we can go and explain that the person is actually not being makrish the aidim, but he's just saying that he's not chayv a korban for whatever reason. The Mishnah, in the case of Ochal Tocheilev, when they came and tell him that Ochal Tocheilev, even though it seems that he's contradicting the Eidim by saying they didn't eat, says the Gemara, according to the Gemara, it's sad, Pshat in the Rabbonon, this is the reason of the Rabbonon, because Migui di Boya Oma, Mezid O Yisi, Uhayapata, therefore Ki Oma Namelo Yachalti Mehemon. Now there's a machlekes over here, Rashi and Tosfos, the way Al Kaponim Tosfos understands Rashi, is Tosfos understands, according to Rashi, this is a Prosha to Migu, just like we find everywhere in Shas that we have an Emonus of a Migu, so too over here, because he could have said a different taina, and he could have told the Edim that Enechanami Itake ate to the Chelev, but Lemaise his Kavona was for Mezid, therefore he's Nemon, even in the case to say, Lo Yochalti. And Tosfos asks on Rashi that Luchir, this is a Migu Neged Edim, and we do not have as a Koyach of a Migu Keneged Edim to be Nemon with a Migu. So too says Tosfos, over here the Migu is not good, because Ein Odom Mitzim Atzmei Rosha, and therefore he would not say that he's ochal b'mezid, and he preferred to say, lo yochalti, mamela, this is not good migu. Mamela explains, Tosfos, the Gemara, the Ramban Bom Metzia, and Daf Gimel says, that even Rashi means to explain like this, that the din over here of the Gemara is not actually a din of a migu, but it is actually, we're explaining the words, what he means, and what he meant lechatchila to say, lo yochalti. He never meant to say that lo yochalti never ate at all, but he means to say lo yochalti, he didn't have such a kind of achila, which was mechayiv im a korban, because lo yochalti shogeg elo meizid. And this is actually how we explain the words of lo yochalti, and this is the reason why he doesn't have to bring a korban according to the Rabbanon, according to this side of the Gemara. Now, lemaisa, there is a machlokes rishonim, which is worth pointing out over here. The tumim in klolim migui in siman peibei, so it's yudzayin. He points out that over here we do find a machlokes rishonim, which would seem from our Tosfos and the Rambam in the beginning of third perik of Shkogos, perik gimel alocha aleph. Because over here in Tosfos is mashma in his loshen, that this metartzin on dibure, this fact that we actually explain that when he says lo yochalti, he means that he didn't eat b'shoigeg elo b'mezid, means that he himself actually claims that this is what he meant. Tosfos asks, in Toman Shaile, why don't we go and ask him to find out what he meant? And Tosfos says, Enochanami, later on he says that this is what he meant. But the machlikus here on the Rabbanon is, since Lechatchila, he didn't explain his words like this, he just said, Loyo Chalti. So the Shaile is, afterwards, do we have a koyach to go and say, and a different pshat in Loyo Chalti, that he really meant to say, Loyo Chalti, Shogigelo Meizid. Says the Tumim, it seems in Tosfos, that we would not go along and go and be mazbe the words that he's saying now, when he says the words of Loyo Chalti, us ourselves will not explain that Loyo Chalti means Loyo Chalti Shogigelo Meizid. Only when he comes along, the Baldova explains himself and says that this is what he meant, then he's Nemon, Neged the Edim, and doesn't have to bring a Korban. Mashenkin in the Loshon of the Rambam, in the Rambam over there in Shkogis Pei Gimel Aloch Aleph will be Mashma, that always we're going to explain that this is what the person means, even if we didn't ask him at all, and he's not around over here to be asked. We still say that Mestoma, this is what he meant, Loichalti, Loichalti Shogigel Amezid, and this is the reason why he's Potter from a Korban. And Behemoth Sheshit Mokobetzes over here in Oisud in Ashmotes, he brings down already the machlokes between the Rosh and the Ben Ushmaya. This Shaila, if according to the Gemara, that the reason why the Rabbanon hold is Nemon, because Mitarzinon Dibure, is this only because we ask him and he actually explains himself that this is what he meant? Or even in a case where he's not around to be asked, we also explain his words automatically, like a Ta'aninon, we find different places that we can go and explain these are the kavona of what he meant to say, Lo Yochalti. And Lo Yochalti Shogeg means, Lo Yochalti Shogeg Elo Meizid. Now Tosfos over here says that even according to his own pshat, that over here we have a Metarzinon Dibure, but Lamaisa we have a klal of Eid Adam Meisim Atzmei Rosha, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daftesimut Beis, we have a halacha that a person is not Nemon to go and say that he's a Rosha. Mamela over here, when he is actually explaining his words and saying that Lo Yochalti, he means Lo Yochalti Shogel Amezid, he's making himself into a Rosha. Mamela Lechu, we should not believe him at all. And how is this that this Koyach has alone enough of a Koyach to go and pat him from a Korbin? The Ramban over there in Baba Ben Tzir and Gimel Amud Beis points out that he holds that the din of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rosha we only find in Hilchas Eidus. Over there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we're discussing Hilchas Eidus. Over there in the Dinim of Palginon Dibure, then we have this klal of Einon Amisim Atzmei Rosha. But without a din of Eidus, just alone enough that it should be Nemon, that it shouldn't have to bring a Korban, says the Ramban, this din doesn't apply of Einon Amisim Atzmei Rosha. But Tosfos over here asks this question, and Tosfos holds this is a klal, that he does not have such a Nemonus at all, and therefore why over here do we find that this person does not have to bring a Korban, and we believe that when he explains himself, Lo Yochalti Shogegel Amezid, we take on that this is what he meant, and this is actually what happened. L'chorio, we have the klal of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rosha. Answers Tosfos, that over here it's different, since he's been miskavein l'toivo, he doesn't want to go and bring a korban chulin ba'azora, he's saying that he's not chayiv a korban, he doesn't want to bring a korban and be over a avera of chulin ba'azora, and therefore, says Tosfos, in this case, we actually take on his words of Lo Yochalti Shogegel Amezid. There's a big machlokes in Achrinim how to understand this teretz of Tosfos. That Tosfos over here says that because he's been miskaven l'toivo and he wants to go and prevent Issa of Chulim Ba'azorya, Tosfos in Bar Metzia Adzon, that he wants to do tshuva, therefore we cannot force him to go and bring a korban of Chulim Ba'azorya. The Chatzam Sefer in his tshuva in Yoredeya, the beginning in Simen Dalet, he explains the Tosfos and he says, there's not actually a nemonus over here, because we have this klal of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rosha, we don't actually believe him. But since he's saying that he didn't eat a korban, he didn't eat achilas chilev to be mechayvim a korban, because he ate this achila b'mezid, therefore we're not going to force him to be over on what he's saying in order to bring a korban, which is cholin la'azor according to his taina. And mamela, we're not going to force him to be over avera against what he's saying, that this achila was achilas mezid. So mamela, it's not b'emes a chidush in Hilchas Ne'emonus. We still have always the klal of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rosha, but since over here he's trying to prevent himself to go not to have to bring a korban, we're not going to force him to be over avera against his own rotzon and against his own dibur, even though they have the klal of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rosha. But in Neid Yehuda, in Tinyona, in Eben Ezer, Simcha of Gimel, he says even more. He says that Be'emes Tosfos is saying over here, Yisoid, that even though normally he's not Ne'emon, but over here we can actually believe him. And we can actually say that this person is Ne'emon to say that his Achila was Achila Asmezid, even though this is making him into a Rosha. And the reason is, since the idea and since the reason behind it, the why is he saying so, is because he's been miskaving letoiva, there shouldn't be oivir and avera. Like Tosfos says in Bar Metzia, he wants to do tshuva. Therefore, we can actually take on his words and we actually believe him. And this is not included in the klal of Eidon Amesim Atzma Yoshem. Amela says in Eidvira Chidush that this din of Tosfos is not actually only in a geah where the person himself is preventing himself from doing an avera, like we have by us in the sugya of chulin ba'azora, because if we will not believe him, he will have to bring a korban, and the korban is going to be chulin ba'azora. Says the Noid Yehuda, any other case where the person is making himself a rosha, but he's also saving other people from doing a issa, this is also going to be enough for us to go and be miming him and believe this person because of this klal, that in a case where he's been miskaving the toivo, where he's actually trying to prevent isurim, even though it's not actually his own issa, it is only other people's isurim, this is also enough to have the klal that we are believe him and we do not say ein on the mitzvah atzma yirosha. This is how the Nedib Yehuda understands how you saw it in our Tosfos in Ilchas ein on the mitzvah atzma yirosha. This is only in a case where the only thing we have from this dibble which the person is saying is only that he makes himself into a yirosha. But if there's any other kavona that the person is trying to be miskaving letoivo for the good and to prevent issa, even though it's not his own issa, there's also going to be an amonus alone enough to prevent other people from doing issa. This is a machlekes over here, how to understand the yisoid of Divrei HaTosfos. Now moving further on in the Amud, the end of the Amud, the Gemara brings down the Braisa, the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, if the reason why is Neemon neged Eidim is like Rabbi Yehuda says, because Odom Neemon afilam yoisa mimeo ish, or only like the Chachomim, who hold the reason is become a tarzinon diburi, we can explain his words in a way that it doesn't contradict the Eidim. And the Gemara says, an afkemina is in the case of a tumor, like the Gemara says at the beginning of Amud Beis, or marivina loilon betumah yeshono, or kagoin do omri le Eidim, or chalto kodshin betumah saguf, vu omar loin loin it meisi, the hocha le metaritz diburi, because he can't explain, it means to say lo amadati betumah lotovalti, Mamela, therefore we hear you can't be metaritz diburi, and everyone according to the Chachomim, you have to bring a korban, and Mashenkin according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Neemon, Yoisa Mimeo Ish. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Nachman says that Halacha is actually like Rabbi Yehuda, and Mamela, every single time he's going to be Neemon, he won't have to bring a korban. Then the Gemara continues on, Omar Rav Yosef, Loi Omro, and Obeinu, Lebein Atzmoy, Ule Atzmoy, the din is only that he can eat korban, he can eat tyrus, and he's called that he's tor, only for himself, and only, and if it's betzina, says Rashi, noba fahesia, the loy osel is the zule betyrus. Now, the halacha lemaisa, we find the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, in Shkoges peik yud aleph halacha ches, the Rambam actually paskins like the Chachomim, and the Rambam over there explains that only in a case where we can explain his words, that they don't contradict the Eidim, then he's Neemon. Masha'inkin, in the case where we cannot contradict, cannot explain his words in any way, then Be'emes, he has to bring a korban, and he remains Tomei, like this case of the Gemara. The Ravid over there is Masig on the Rambam, and he argues, and he says that you see Mefurish in the Gemara, that Rav Nachman says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore with Halacha, it should be like Rabbi Yehuda, that every case, he's potter from bringing a korban. The Rikokos over there on the Rambam explains that the Rambam holds that since the whole Gemara in Amud Aleph was Mayrich to explain the Shitta of the Odom Neemon, that the reason is because of the Migu, the Amatartinon Dibure, the Gemara give all different cases where it is possible to go and explain his words, it is Mashma that Be'emus will paskin like Chachomim and not like Rav Nachman, and this is the reason why the Rambam paskins like the Chachomim and not like Rav Yehuda, even though Rav Nachman says Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. There is a very interesting pshat from the Chuk Noson, that he says over here in his Sefer, a different pshat why the Rambam paskes like the Chachomim, and he says that the Rambam actually learned the words of Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef says after the words of Rav Nachman, Loi Omro, Elo Beinoi Lebein Atzmoi Ola Atzmoi, that the Rambam understood that Rav Yosef is actually referring to just now what Rav Nachman just said. And Rav Yosef says that even though Rav Nachman is the one who holds Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Omro means that Rav Nachman never said this, Elo, he himself holds this way, but no one agrees with him. And everyone holds that the Halacha is actually like the Chachomim, and not like Rabbi Yehuda. This is how the Chuk Noson says the Rambam could have possibly learned the Gemara, and therefore this is what brought him to Paskin, like the Shitta of the Chachomim, because we Paskin like Rabbi Yosef, who says that Rav Nachman, who says Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Omro, Elo Beinoi, Lebein Atzmoi, Ula Atzmoi, a new pshat in the Gemara, the way the Rambam learned Sedechei Knosset. Now, this din of Rav Yosef, the way the Pashtus of the Gemara, the way Rashi says, that Rav Yosef says a Meudige Chidush, that the din of Nemonus is only Beinoy Lebein Atzmo, even according to Rav Yehuda, where the person is Nemon, and Memela, he has a halacha of being a Ishtar, his Tyrus Atar is allowed to be Oisik Betyrus, but says Rav Yosef, this din is only Beinoy Lebein Atzmo, it is only in his own time, Beinoy Lebein Atzmo, he says Rashi only in his own house, Betzina, but not b'fahesia, not in front of other people, and so to le'atzmo, he cannot give any tyrus to anyone else, because everyone else has to rely on the Edim, they cannot rely on this person, and they take on the words of the Edim, that this person, Be'emes, is Tomei. The Marit, in Chelek Aleph, in Yerideh Simchof Aleph, he points out that from the Lashon of the Ravid, which we mentioned, in Shkogis Peik Yud Aleph, would seem that the Ravid understands that when Rav Yosef says the words that Loi Omro El Obeinoi Levein Atzmoi, it's not like Rashi says that he cannot eat the tyrus outside his house, but for Hesia, because it is going to be a zilzal in the tyrus. The Marit says that the Ravid understands that this means to say he cannot eat tyrus in front of the two Edim who claim that he is Tomei. This is what Rav Yosef is telling us, that he's not allowed to eat the tyrus in front of the Edim, because he shouldn't be mezalzel in the Edim, not because there's a zilzel over here on the tyrus for other people, but the only issa is actually going to be in front of the Edim, but any other case, even b'fahetia, he's going to allow to be eat tyrus, because he's an Adam Tor, he's Nemon to go and say that he's Tor, and therefore he's allowed to eat tyrus even outside. This is how Marie points out from the Rivet. Now, says the B'chur Shor in Yevomus Pezayinam at Beis, a Meridge Chidush, over here in the Gemara, which he takes out from this Ravid in Atzogis, says the B'chur Shor, that it seems from the Lashon of the Ravid, that this din of Rav Yosef, that the person is actually Nemon, and he can go and eat Tyrus by himself, at least in his own house, and at least for himself, like Rashi explains, this din is only because Rav Nachman actually passed like Rav Yehuda. Memela, since the halacha is that he is Nemon, he's Nemon against the words of the Edim, he is actually believed, and therefore the halacha is that he himself can go and eat Tyrus in his house, even though there's outside his house, he's not allowed to, according to Rashi, according to the Ravid, he's not allowed to eat in front of other people, but I'll call upon him in his house, there's no Issa, and there's no problem for him to go and eat Tyrus, because he's Nemon. But says the B'chur Shor, that it seems from the Ravid, that according to the Chachomim, who disagree with Rav Yehuda and the Chachomim, all that the person is not Nemon, because we have to believe the Edim, since the person is contradicting the Edim, then we believe the Edim, then even though this person himself knows definitely that he himself never became Tomei, he either did a Tevila already, he never became Tomei in the different cases of the Gemara, then this person, even though he himself knows that Klape Shemai Galia, he is Torah, but he himself is also Mechuyev to listen to the Edim, and he has to go and actually take on that he's Tomei, and he's not allowed to work with any tyrus, he's not allowed to touch tyrus, even Betzina in his own house, because he has to believe the Edim, not just everyone else, but he himself also has to go and believe the Edim. And Mamela says a Raiva that only according to Rabbi Yehuda was that he's Nemon, then we have a halacha that Beinu Lebein Atzmoy Leatzmoy, he is allowed to work with tyrus, but not according to the Chachamim. Now says a B'chor Shoy, but we have to understand, what is this Issa, this new kind of idea, that since the Edim are telling him he's Tomei, he's Mechuyev to go and believe the Edim. He knows the truth, and he holds that he knows definitely true that he never became Tomei. Mamela, why should we say that he himself cannot go and work with the tyrus in his own house? Why is he Mechuyev to go and believe the Edim? Bishlim, everyone else, they have to understand, they have to take on the words of the Edim because he is contradicting the Edim. But he himself knows the truth, and Klape Shemaya Galia, he knows that he's Tor, so what is stopping him from going and being misasik to go and work with Tyrus in his own house? L'chiria, we have to understand, what is this Issa? Says the B'chor Shor, it could be that the Issa is that because Bori Abim, he is actually not allowed to be Oisik B'Tyrus, because he's not Nehemon, not just like Rashi says, because of a Zilzul, but because Bori Abim, everyone has to take on that he's a Ish Tomei, therefore he himself also has to be Noyeg, he has to go and be pretend at least that he is a Ish Tomei. Therefore, even Betzina, He's also Bechadri Chadorim, also not allowed to go and work with any tyrus. Like we have the klal of Koldova, which is also because of Maris Ayin. Afila Bechadri Chadorim is also. So Mamela, so too over here, since he's Mechuyev to go and pretend to everyone like he's a Ish Tomei, even Bechadri Chadorim also, he has to go and continue. And this Mahanhogger, he has to continue even Bitzina, even Bechadri Chadorim, like we have the klal of Maris Ayin, Afila Bechadri Chadorim also. So Mamela says, there should be no actual Issa for him to go and be work with Tyrus for himself, since he knows the truth. And the only reason why it's going to be also is only because of this klal of Maris Ayin, Afila Bechadri Chadorim is also. But actually, we find another reason given the Imri Bino in Shechita Simen Beis. He suggests a different reason why, according to the Chachomim, he's mechuyev to take on that he is a person who is Tomei. Says Emir Bino, it could be that since he's not Neimon, therefore he's mechuyev to go and believe the Edim, and maybe to say that maybe he made a mistake, even though he thinks that he's Tor, and he feels that he's 100% sure about this, but he's mechuyev to go and believe the Edim, and say that maybe he's making a mistake, and actually he is Tomei. And therefore this is the reason why he's not allowed to work with the Tyrus, because he's mechuyev himself also to believe the Edim enough to say that he's actually making a mistake, even though he holds that he's 100% sure that he is actually Tor. The Bechur Shoy over there in Yevomus Pezainu at base, he brings down such a tzad that maybe we should say that he has to believe that he made a mistake, and he's actually making a mistake, and he's still Tomei. But says the Bechur Shoy in the Rambam, in the Chassi Seyda Atayu, in Perichet Halachi Gimel, is mashman, in the case of the person is definite, and he knows for sure that he is Tor, he's not mechuyev to go and believe the Edim also, he can always take on that he's still Tor. Mamela says, the reason must be that he has to go and have an ahoga, like a dover of Maris Ayin, afila bechadri chadorim also. Now, Lemaise, even though we said that the Mashma in the Ravid, that this din of Rev Yosef is only a continuation of Rev Nachman, and only because of Rev Nachman who said Alochik Reb Yehuda, therefore Rev Yosef says Le'omer Lebeinu Lebein Atzmoi, whereas according to the Chachomim, Be'emes he's taki going to be osa to go and work with Tyrus in his house. But it seems that's not so simple. Alocha, a lot of Achrinim disagree with this diuk, and they hold that the Gemara over here is referring even to the Shita of Chachomim, and even according to the Chachomim also, since he himself knows that he is Tor, he is actually allowed to work in the house with Tyrus, and he is allowed to take on that he's Tor, and only for other people also. But Rabbim, there we have the din of Rav Yosef of Le'omer Le'beinu Le'bein Atzmi. This din, the Shail Sechuvus Beis Shloima in Chele Gimel Semen Amet Gimel is Marich like this, so too the Oneg Yom Tov in Semen Kuf Nun Beis, that even according to the Rabbonon, he is Neimon, Beinu Le'bein Atzmi, Le'atzmi, and La'alocha, the Chaznish, actually also Paskins like this, La'alocha, in Likutim, in Omet Kuf Ayin, that he himself knows the truth, and therefore even according to the Chachomim, there should be no Issa at all, he's not Mechuyev to be Choshesh, that maybe he's making a mistake, like the Imri Bino said, and so too, there's no Alocha of Maris Ha'ayin, afilo Bechadri Chadorim also, this doesn't have Alocha of Maris Ha'ayin, and therefore there's no Issa for him to go and work with Tyrus, Beinoy Levein Atzmoy La'atzmoy, and the Gemara is also going according to the Shita of the Chachomim. So rather, you say this thing of Machlokes over here, if this din is only according to Reb Yehuda, or even according to the Chachomim. Moving further into the Gemara, the Gemara says, Oma Abaya Moidere Me'ele Chachomim, Sheim Omu Lushnaim Yodea Ato Beidus Ploini, Vahua Ima Loyodati Potter. Says the Gemara that even though normally Remeir disagrees, over here Remeir is going to agree to the Chachomim and say that we can explain his words, the boy Omar Loinis Kavanti Leidus. He can say that when he meant to say, originally he says Loyodati, he didn't mean Loyodati, he meant Loinis Kavanti Leidus. Now over here, tucked away over here in the Gemara, is Bemis a very big Yesoid. In Hilchis Eidus, over here we find only over here in Krisis Yud Beis Amed Beis. This is the Yesoid over here, which Atoises Yishonim learns the Pshat in this Gemara of Loinis Kavanti Leidus. And says Atoises Yishonim Devamaschel Loinis Kavanti B'Shem Rebbe, that from this Gemara we have to take out Mikano Marebi, the Chin Don Aloche Lemaise, he says his din is Aloche Lemaise, that every time you have Eidim, Sheshomu Dovo Mipi Balea Maise, they actually heard something from someone who's a Baldovo, and he was made something that he owes someone money, and they heard the Eidus. They didn't have kavona during when they heard this meiser from the Baldova. They didn't have any kavona for Eidus. Says the Tosfos Yeshonim, "Ein beidus on klum." We actually don't take on the Eidos because during when they heard this from the Baal Hadova himself, they didn't have Kavona during the Shmir, during the time when they heard this Eidos, they didn't have any Kavona to go afterwards and use it as Eidos. Therefore, they're not Nemon later on. And it's the din of this Gemara of Loinis Kavanti Leidos. This is the Pshat of the Tesis Rishonim, how he understands the Pashtus of the Gemara. That the reason why we hear the person is not actually mechuyev to bring a korban eidos, korban shvuos eidos, is because when he says lo yodati, he means to say lo niskavanti lehoid, lo niskavanti leidos means that originally when he saw the actual story taking place, he didn't have any kavona b'shas meiser to go and take it in b'toyas eidos, and therefore later on he is not going to be able to come to Bezdin and say that he saw what happened, because he never had any kavona b'shas meiser that he's going to become an aid, and he never had kavona to go and become an aid that lohuvu l'shom l'shem kach. Therefore, he's not neimon. That in order for someone to go and be made in Bezdin later on, it has to be that b'shas meiser he actually sees the story and he actually thinks that he's now b'mechaving, and he has kavona during the seeing of the story that he is b'mechaving to become an aid. And then his name on later on to come to Bezdin and say over to Bezdin what he actually saw. But if b'shas meiser he didn't have any kavona even though he saw it, he cannot later on come to Bezdin and go and be made on this story. This is the din of Rebbe, says Alocha le'maiser. And the Beis Meir in Eben Ezer in Siman Mem Beis Sifkot and Dalet, he says that this is mamish a meridige chidush. And l'chuyo we have to say that maybe the Tosfos Yeshanim only means in a case where he is hearing, he listened to someone who's been moider on something that he did. He's been moider to say that he owes someone money, like the loshon of the Tosfos Yeshanim, sheshomu mipi balei ha'maaser. In this case, then the Tosfos Yeshanim holds that if they didn't have any kavona b'shas maaser, then maybe later on they're making a mistake, and maybe they can make something up, and they cannot remember all the protim, and therefore he has to have kavona b'shas meiser that he heard actually exactly what the person was being moed ala emes. Mashaikin says the Beis Meir, in a case where Edim was seeing a story, some kind of ritzicha, a misa, a different meiser, then there's no chashash that later on when they come to Bezdin, maybe they're making a mistake and they're making something up. We take on their words, even in a case where they say that originally they didn't have any kavona for Eidos. And it could be the Tosfos Yeshanim over here is only discussing a case where the Eidim are being made, they're coming after us to Bezdin, and they're giving an Eidos about something they heard, but not something that they saw with their own eyes. La'alocha, it's mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Chesh Mishpat, in the Lamedvav, Sif Aleph, that every single time we could take on the Eidos, even in a case where the person didn't have any kavona le Eidos. This is Muchach over there, it's discussing the sugya of Eidos Shabbat Lomikto. So over there we see clearly in the Shulchan Aruch that there's no akpoda, there's no such din to say that the Eidim originally have to have kavona to go and give Eidos, and only then they're believed. And Be'emes the Bi'agro over there in the Shulchan Aruch, he's Ma'ira that L'chariah, this is negative Gemara. The Gemara by us increases as clearly that in a case where the person says l'niskavanti l'hoid, he's be'emes non nemon later on to come to Bezdin and give Eidos over in Bezdin, and the going seems to be that he takes this on the halacha. This is like the Tosfos Yeshanim over here b'shem Rebbe, even though it seems that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have such a kind of halacha at all, and he doesn't seem to learn the Gemara the same way the Tosfos Yeshanim learns. Explains the Sha'a Mishpat in Chesh Mishpat in later on in the beginning of Siman Tzadik Beis. And explains the Sha'a Mishpat that l'chuyo, if not for the words of the Tosfos Yeshanim, we can explain the Gemara in a different way. And we can say the Gemara doesn't mean to say that since the person had never had any kavona b'shas meiser, he is not Nemon later on to come into Bezdin. But the Gemara just means that since he originally claims that he didn't see the meiser b'kavona to go later on and give Eidos, therefore it is very easy for him to forget the protim of the story, and he can't have any taina on him later on why he didn't come and be made, why wasn't he made in Bezdin on something which he saw, because he can claim that originally he never saw this meiser b'toyas Eidos, and therefore lo niskavanti lohoi, therefore he's already forgotten a lot of the protim of the meiser, and therefore he doesn't feel comfortable to come into Bezdin and claim and say over the exact protim of the story, since b'shas meiser he didn't have any kavona to go and take this all in to make sure that he gets all the protim right. So Mamela says, Sha'a Mishpat, there's no raya in the Gemara that there's such a halacha that if he didn't have any kavona b'shas meiser, he's not nemon later on. Not like the Tosfos Yeshanim, who says that this is the din of the Gemara. But it seems that Chishmin, the Shulchan Aruch, we're paskening in Halacha, the Gemara just means a very practical svara that if he didn't have any kavana b'shas ma'isa later on, it's easier for him to go and forget more protim, and therefore it is not tain on him to go and say, why didn't he come to Bezdin to go and be made? Because he can claim already that he forgot some of the protim, since originally it didn't stand there b'toyu as eidus. Now, Be'emus is already mafurish, like this pshat in the Gemara, in Abinu Gershom over here, so too in the Shittim Ukubetes, and Ois Dalet, B'shem Negilim Mahari, that he brings down claw, this pshat of the Gemara, not like the Tosfos Yeshanim, and there's no halacha that you have to have kavona to go and look at the Maisa, B'toyas kavona for Eidos, in order that he should be Nemon later on, and the Tshuva on the Marit, in Chelek Aleph Simin Yudalet, is also Marich, like the Shamishpo explains the day of the Shulchan Aruch, like this pshat in the Gemara. There is a third way of understanding the Gemara. Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in its Shiurim in Makas Davovim and Aleph, in Ois Rish Pehei, he says that maybe one can explain the Gemara to say that the Be'emes is no halacha, like the Tosfos Yeshanim says, that if he didn't have any kavona b'shas ma'isa, then he's not ne'emon later on. And also, the Gemara doesn't mean to say a svara, like a practical svara, like the Shem Mishpot and the Marit, like it seems from Abinu Gershom, that this Gemara is only saying a reason why he forgot the Priotim. But it could be, Be'emes, this is a svara of the Gemara, b'negea, the parsha of a korban on Shvuas Ha'edus. In order to be chayev a korban from Shvuas Ha'edus, from the fact that he knows the Ha'edus, and he doesn't come to Bezdin and be made, on there, maybe there's such a halacha that the Pasuk says, v'hu aid. If he is the aid, and he doesn't come afterwards to Bezdin, then there's a korban Shvuas Ha'edus, from the fact that he wasn't made in Bezin, he didn't say over what he saw. But in the case where he saw the story, but he wasn't mechavim for Eidos, therefore he hasn't got a Torah as aid, and therefore even though of course he's going to be Nemon later on in Bezin, not like the halacha of a Tosfos Yeshanim, but it is not enough to go be mechavim, a Kolman Shvur, because a Kolman Shvur, the Pasuk tells us, for who aid, and Mameda, this is the story of the Gemara over here, in order to patter himself from a korban, he can say, lo niskavanti lahoid, and he's not included in the vahu aid of the Torah, and therefore this is a svara why he's not going to be mechuyev a korban. Mamela says, if Shmuel, this will be a svara, a local svara in Hilchus Korban of Shvuas or Eidos, that we need him to be an aid b'shas maisa, in order later on he should be chayev a korban from the fact that he's not coming to Bezdin, mashenkin in a case where he's lo niskavan lahoid, there's no such taina, even though he's going to be Nemon, but he's not chayev a korban shvur. Now, Reb Shmuel points out that this din is a din mechudah, shitz a chidush digger halacha, to say there's such a kind of halacha by a korban shvur, to say there's a din of a hu aid, even though l'chir will be possible to learn the Gemara this way, a third mahalach, that this din of the Gemara is only referring to the din of a chiyuv of a korban shvur as a idus. Now, moving further on into the Gemara, one final point on this Amud. The Gemara discusses the case of the Mishnah of Mimin Echod is Chayev, Mishnei Minim is Potter, and the Gemara Lemaskona says that the Mishnah is going with the Shitta of Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua is a Shitta of Shnei Tamchuyin. If they're made in different Tamchuyin, then the Halacha is Yichayev Tu Chatois. This was mentioned earlier already in Daf Dalet, and this is the Shitta of Rebbe Yeshua, and there's two Lashonos in the Gemara. If Rebbe Yeshua's Halacha is even Lekula or only Lechumer, only to be Mechayev in Tu Chatois, or it's enough to split up the two chatzoi zesim, and he's not even chayiv one korban. This is the two lashonos, but al kaponim is mefurish in the Gemara that the Mishnah is in the shit of Rebbe Yeshua who holds that tamchuyim mechalkin. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, according to this, we have to explain the reish of the Mishnah, that the reish of the Mishnah says that if someone ate chilev chilev behelom echod, he's only chayiv one korban, whereas if he ate chilev dam and pigel and noiso, he's chayiv a few korbanos, because Shemus Mechalkin, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, we have to say, this is all a case of Tamchui Echod, in a case where we only have one Tamchui, so we don't have a Mechalik, we don't have something to be Mechayev in another Kol Mechatos, because of the Tamchuyin, because he's actually eating Chilev Chilev Elom Echod, Memela, in this case, he's going to be Chayev one, because he ate them in the same Tamchui, Mashenkin, in a case where he ate Chilev V'dam V'noisa Pigul, even though it's one Tamchui, but since it's different Shemus, the different shemus of Issa, this alone is enough to go mi mechayiv a few separate chatois. But the reish of the Mishnah has to be talking about where it's all one tamchui, because otherwise we automatically have a chiyuv of two chatois, according to Rebbe Yeshua, if it's two tamchuyim, because of this halacha of tamchuyim mechalkin. Now there's a very famous question, an interesting shaila, asked by the Beis HaLevi. It's quoted afterwards in many achrinim, And the Beis Halevi asks, a very interesting shaila. And he says that if we're going to say that the Mishnah is Shittas Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that Tamchuyim Mechalkin, then we have to say, like the Tosfos Yeshanim, that the Reish is discussing a case of Tamchuy Echod. L'chayr asks the Beis Halevi, this is not possible, because it's l'chayr a case of Chelev and Dam, which the Mishnah says are two Shemois, and we chayv one Korban, because the two Shemois Issa, the two different Isurim, therefore you chayv two Korbanois on Chelev and Dam. Only in the case of Chelev and Chelev, you only chayv one Korban, but in the case of two Shemois, Yechayiv two korbanos, and we said this is betamchui echod. Asks the Beis Halevi, it is not possible to have tamchui echod, one kind of cooking by chilev and the dam, because they both have opposite halachas. Because the halacha the Gemara tells us in Menachos Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the halacha by dam is that dam shebishloi is potter. If someone takes dam and he cooks the dam, then his potter is not chayiv, he's not roller zvuk anymore, he's not roller gavoya. He's going to be potter, like the Gemara over there explains in Menachos Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Memele, it comes out that the only way one can be chayiv on dam is only if he eats it raw, not being cooked. He eats dam chay. Mashenki in the din of chilev is exact opposite. The Gemara says in Psochim Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that if someone eats chilev chay when it's raw and it hasn't been cooked, then this is potter because he's shlei kederech achila. He's not eating in a normal way. This is abnormal for a person to eat raw chilev. And only when it's chilev mevushal, only when it's cooked, then he's going to be chayev on achilas chilev. Mamela asks the Beis Halevi automatically every time we have a chilev and a dam, we automatically have two tamchuyin because the dam has to be when it's raw and the chilev has to be mevushal. So how is it possible for the Mishnah to discuss a case of chilev v'dam, which is only tamchui echod, and the only reason why he chayev two korbanos is only because it's two shemois? L'chayra, always you're going to have the din of tamchui mechalkin, because the dam is automatically chay, and the chilev has to be mevushal in order to be chayev. This is an interesting question the Beis Halevi asks. Says the Beis Halevi that l'chayra one can say that we can find the common denominator where you're going to be chayev by both. And this could be possible in a case where the bishul was actually done b'chamo. It was done through the sun, it wasn't done through the oil, it wasn't done through a fire. Says the Beis Halevi L'chayra, the svar of the Gemara in Psochim Chaf Daled Amud Beis, that if someone eats raw chilev, he's potter because it's shloi kederech achila. L'chayra, one can say this is only in a case where he eats it raw. But if he eats it in a case where it was cooked, even though it doesn't have a dim bishul, but he's cooked through the chamor, through the sun, maybe this is enough to say that it is a shlei, that this is already a derech achila, and he's going to be chayev on the chilev. And Mamela, so too by the dam, the Gemara over there says clearly in Menachos Chaf Aleph that only in a case where he cooks the dam with a fire, then he has a halacha of a dam shebishloi that he's going to be potter. But if he only cooks the dam with a chamor, with the sun, then the halacha is that he's going to be chayev because the dam hasn't got dim bishul. Mamela says, Beis Halevi, we have in our case of a bishul through the chamor. In this case, he's going to be chayev both through chilev and both through dam. And even though it's a tamchui echod, we're still going to have two chatois because the two shemus of Issa. But says Beis Halevi, if you look in the Tosfos in Psochim, it seems over there in Tosfos that Tosfos takes on that chilev has to be mevushal, it has to have a din bishul be'or. It's not enough if it will be a bishul through the sun, it actually has to be cooked through the actual fire. And Mamela says, Tosfos, in a case where it was only cooked through the sun, there's potter on the chilev, because it's still called a shalei kederech achila. Mamela says, Beis Halevi, we're still stuck, we don't have a case where there could be a common denominator, both for the chilev and for the dam, of a tamchui echod. Memela says Beis Halevi, according to Tosfos over there in Pesachim, we have to say that our sugya is actually going like the man d'oma, who holds a dam shebishlo, even though you cook the dam, there's still going to be chayev, like there is such a man d'oma, according to Rashi al Koponim, in the Gemara over there, in Menachos Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. But in the Chanami, if we hold that dam shebishlo is potter, there'll be no way to explain our Mishnah, b'shita aseh b'yishua. This is the Beis Halevi's Taina in Chelek Gimel Simen Lamed Aleph. There is a very interesting teretz given by the Tribune Rav in David Meishorim in Chelek Gimel Simen Pei Dalet, says the Tribune Rav that if you look in Tosfos in Shabbos, Samaches Amud Beis, Tosfos over there says that Atinuk Shenishbo, he is going to be chayev one chatos even in a case where he has different tamchuyin. The whole din of tamchuyin mechalkin is only discussing a regular person, and the din of a tamchuy to be mechalik is enough in a person who knows the Isurim of the Torah, but in a case of the Tinuk Shanishbo, he doesn't know at all any Issa of the Torah, then even in a case where he has different Tamchuyin, he's also going to be only Chayev one Korban. Memela, we could still have a case where it will be Negea, the Alocha, of Chelev and Dam, that we need to have two Shemites of Issa, because not every case of Rabbi Yeshua, we have a din of Tamchuyim Mechalkin, the Moshe Latinik Shanishbo. Over there, the din of Tamchuyim Mechalkin won't be enough. So even though like the Beis Halevi Tainers, that the din of Chelem and Dam is actually two different Tamchuyim, but it's still possible to have a Chidush, that two Shemois on Mechayev, a separate Chatos, in the case of the Tinuk Shanishbo, where he doesn't have an aloch of Tamchuyim Mechalkin of Rabbi Yeshua, and he still has the aloch of Shemois Mechalkin. He's chayiv a different korban on every single Shem Issa, on a different Issa, and therefore he's chayiv on the Chelev and the Dam. But in the Chanami, according to like the Beis Halevi says, a normal person who has an aloch of Tamchuyim Mechalkin, he won't be negea this aloch in the case of Chelev and Dam, because always he's going to have the din of Tamchuyim Mechalkin by Chelev, because Chelev is automatically going to be cooked, and the dam always has to be raw, because otherwise, dam shebishlo is potter, like the Gemara says in Menachos, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. It's a very famous question, and many Achrinim discuss this shaila of the Beis Halevi, different hichatimtzes, to try and answer a case that you can have, where chilem and dam should be tamchui echod, and the only reason why chayev tuchatois is only because of two shemis issa, like it says earlier in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.